Assalamu alaikum.
Love Talk Welcome. Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this week's edition of The Elevated Places. Brothers and sisters, I'm your guest host tonight, student imam Abdul Salam Muhammad of Muhammad Mosque number 6, and welcoming you once again to this great radio show, Elevated Places, which was founded and powered by none other than our beloved dear sister, Minister and Dr. Ava Muhammad, and we know that her spirit is alive and well, and those of us that have benefited and are still benefiting from her great work and spiritual insight into the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his star minister and chief helper, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and Islam in general. We're just so humbled to be back with you in the driver's seat tonight. But I come as a part of a great team, and I just want to really thank her husband, Brother Darius Muhammad, the executive producer of Elevated Places, and, of course, the associate producers of this show in 2023. I want to thank our West Coast staff writer and correspondent for the Final Call newspaper. I want to thank our West Coast correspondent and staff writer for the Final Call newspaper, who is an associate producer, our sister Charlene Muhammad, and, of course, Sister Donna Muhammad out of Memphis, Tennessee, for making sure that our show comes over each and every week. Of course, I want to thank all of our fellow guest hosts that have been holding it down for these past few months. I know Brother Arif has been on with us, Dr. Ridgely, and Student Minister Rodney out of Philadelphia. We want to thank Brother Jamil Muhammad and, of course, Ilya Rashad. And there's so many others that have stepped in, and Abdul Shaheed down in Mississippi, and, of course, Student Minister Patricia Muhammad. And we just want to thank all of you who have stepped up in making sure that Elevated Places has gone on and continues to go on each and every week. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, we have a very powerful show lined up for you tonight, because this is the Elevated Places, and our sister minister and Dr. Ava Muhammad would not have it any other way. So we look forward, and just a few moments we'll have on the first side of things. In our first hour, we'll be speaking with the Newark, New Jersey, Muhammad Mosque number 25, student minister Abdul Haq Muhammad, because we're going to be talking about how all roads leads to Savior's Day 2023. And then later on the second side of things, if it be the will of Allah, we will be joined by our student Imam, National Imam Sultan Rahman Muhammad. So look, do your due diligence. Make sure you spread the word and let them know that the Elevated Places is on the air tonight. And we want to welcome our callers. You know, come on and call in. Call in. We want to take your questions. We want to take your questions and be able to give some answers and comments and hear what you have to say and make sure that we're having the type of dialogue that we know that our doctor and student minister, Abel Muhammad, always made sure that we had each and every week. So with that, I just wanted to say a few things as we line the show up. You know, one of the things that I thank Allah for is having that beautiful relationship with our sister while she was among us. And Mosque Number 6, as well as the Nation of Islam, benefited greatly from not just the publications and the writings and the lectures of our sister minister, but the reality that when she would travel around and to our cities and the mosque and teach in our cities, we were able to get some of the best representation that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has. In fact, he said that she was his best minister and student. So with that, I was reading something that always stuck with me from her beautiful opening commentaries of the Self-Improvement Study Guide series that she was blessed to aid the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in documenting and getting out to us. And I remember this portion of one of our great study guides where our sister said these words, and I want us to listen closely. She said, "Beloved, we marvel at the works of our minister performs, but where is the complete change in our lives? Can't we see that he teaches us only to make us greater than himself? Yet we lag so far behind, and we have become a burden to him as well as ourselves. How long will we be permitted to ask for what we already have? The study guides are the means of our transformation." She closes, "What will finally bring an end to the long, dark winter of our disappointment with life? Where, when, how will we find real love, spiritual fulfillment, success, and recognition? The gravitational pull," our sister says, "of what is makes it very hard to implement what ought to be. Moving out of darkness of ignorance, out of the darkness of ignorance into the light of the knowledge is not just a step, it is an odyssey." And so when we look back on study guide number 18, Rising Above Emotion into the Thinking of God, this is some of the most beautiful commentary that we can still feed from today, dear brothers and sisters, from the great work, inspiration, and love and dedication to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that came through and was transmitted through our sister, minister, and doctor, Abel Muhammad. So once again, if you're joining us tonight, we want you to go ahead and call in tonight and so that we can hear from you later on in the show. But as we mentioned, we have a power-packed show lined up for you tonight, starting first with our brother and student representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in hailing from the city of Newark, New Jersey, Muhammad Mosque, number 25. He's one of my great companions in the ministry class of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, a fireball minister, a community man, and a man that loves our people in the city of Newark, New Jersey, and of course, all around the country and all over the world. So we're going to be talking about Savior's Day 2023 because all roads leads to the crowning event of Black History Month right there in the month of February. As we are anticipating, we are praying, we are so overjoyed and excited that we ask that Allah bless our beloved minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, to make it to Savior's Day to deliver that message that Almighty God Allah has put on his heart surrounding surviving the war of Armageddon. So I don't want to belabor the time. I want to bring right on into the room right here on the Elevated Places our brother and friend, student minister Abdul Haq Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, my dear brother. How you
How's
doing?
How's my brother tonight? I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, praise, man. All praise is due to Allah. You know, I'm deeply grateful and highly honored, you know, for the privilege to be on such a historic show, such a culturally relevant show, such as Elevated Places, from one among us who herself was elevated by Almighty God Allah through the divine teachings and guidance and way given to her by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I'm deeply grateful and thankful to yourself, to Brother Darius, and to all of the facilitators and helpers who are assisting in keeping this most important show alive, my dear brother.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. And I know we've had many conversations over the years, but of course, on the passing of our sister, in terms of her, not just her legacy, but her impact on all of us as students of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And without her, if we think about her not being who she was in the time she was among us in the Nation of Islam, there could be a different trajectory that we might be on in terms of our spiritual development. But Allah always knows who's to bring, who to bring to the side of his servant to be that kind of helper. And I know you told me, and I guess we can start off a little bit about this, and then I'll backtrack about you coming into the Nation of Islam. But I remember you saying how impactful our sister minister was to you when you were watching one of the great Final Call Day tapes. And you was, I remember you saying to me, you had saw and was listening to our sister fire that truth, and you was like, who is that? Tell us a little bit about that, Brother Hot.
All praise is due to Allah. By the grace of Allah, I was blessed very early in my development to be able to you know, be with Sister Ava and to witness her personally. She came to the area, North New Jersey, a program that we have facilitated. And I had heard her, I had seen her, you know, studying the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in the early days, a lot of the Final Call messages. I saw her on the stage, always seeing her present, bearing witness, if not teaching, just there assisting him as she normally did. And I didn't know who she was, and I knew she was someone that was very important and very significant, you know, to our nation. Just to see her and, you know, I mean, the look on her face when she would, you know, hear the truth that was coming from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, her spirit, just what it was doing to her, it resonated with me watching, you know, those most relevant and those most important and impactful messages from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So when I was blessed to see her and to be with her, you know, for that brief time that I was with her, I shared this with her as it relates to who I thought she was. And I actually thought she was Mother Khadija. I didn't know. You know, again, I was green.
Right.
I was new coming into the nation. You know, so I was still a little dense coming up out of the grave. But I just knew she was someone that was very important and very significant to our nation and what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was striving to do at that time. So since I first came in, again, she always had a special place in my heart. Just miss her. Her being, her personhood, to see how the divine truth resonated and emanated from her, as the scripture says in Ecclesiastes, I believe it's the 8th chapter, the 1st verse, that wisdom maketh a man or woman's face to shine. And when you saw her, you always seen the divine light and truth of God emanating and resonating, you know, from her being and her personhood. So all praise is due to Allah. I thank Allah much, you know, for those moments that I was able to share with her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And as I said, you know, I brought the show in tonight and, you know, just talking about her commentary in the self-improvement course from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know, they still resonate with any of us that really studied her words as she would introduce us to the new study guide or the study guide. You can see that that meant a lot to how the student even entered into the course study. And so I when I read that tonight, you know, in terms of her getting us to see how we marvel at the works that the ministers perform, but raising that critical question, where's the complete change in our lives? So with that, dear brother, as all roads are leading to Savior's Day, can you believe it, 2023? So what I want you to do, since it seems, I'm saying this, I know that Islam has produced a complete change in your life. Take us down the road of your first Savior's Day. Tell us about that, and tell us the backdrop to you going to maybe Chicago, if that's where we were at your first Savior's Day, or tell us about your first Savior's Day.
And all praise is due to Allah. I can never forget it. I was so excited. My level of enthusiasm was through the roof. Again, mm-hmm. He who is now currently my student captain when I first came in, you know, I was very in fact about being at the mosque. Wednesday night study circle at that time, Friday night study circle, you know, and the brother saw my commitment and how consistent I was. And, you know, one day he said, brother, man, just be at the airport with your bags. And I was kind of like, I mean, first he asked me, was I going to Savior's Day? And I began to give him this monologue about how my money wasn't right. I don't know. He said, brother, just be at the airport with your bags. Just be ready. And, you know, he paid my trip, my hotel, everything, took care of everything. Again, he saw how committed I was, how consistent I was, you know, and I would say that that act of brotherhood and concern is really what took me to the next level as it relates to me coming into the nation and me loving it and me seeing what the brotherhood and the sisterhood was all about. So his practical mm-hmm. application of what I had been studying is really kind of what sucked my roots even deeper into wanting to be here, wanting to help, wanting to aid, and wanting to assist our nation and the Honorable Minister Bill Farrakhan. You know, and my first Savior's Day was at the McCormick. And I'll never forget going up that escalator, seeing the thousands of believers. And, man, again, I just was over the top with excitement and giving everybody the greetings that I saw. I mean, I was just so fired up to see in person what I had seen through VHS and many of the tapes that I had been watching and the DVDs from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and seeing all of the believers, the brothers and the sisters. But that was the first major meeting that I had been to with all of the believers. And it was all that mm-hmm. I had expected and anticipated. You know, very memorable, very emotional to finally be there after being in the mosque for about 5 to 6 months. And that was kind mm-hmm. of the culmination, man, Savior's Day, February. You know, I was a little nervous because I didn't have my ex at that time. It took some time for my letter to come back, so I was a little nervous. I thought everybody was going to ask me was I registered, but they didn't. But I had, you know, a very exciting time. You know, it was very memorable, and I'll never forget it. And I thank Allah much for that experience of being there at my first Savior's Day in 2008. All praise is due to Allah.
All praise is due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, if you're just joining us here on the Elevated Places Blog Talk Radio Show, tonight, once again, I'm student Imam Abdul Salam Muhammad, resident Imam of Muhammad Mosque number 6 here in Baltimore, Maryland, serving tonight in a chain of great guest hosts. And we're in our conversation as all roads lead to Savior's Day 2023. We're speaking with Newark, New Jersey, student minister from Muhammad Mosque number 25, student minister Abdul Haq Muhammad on Savior's Day. And, oh, man, my dear brother, listening to you and just showing or hearing, I can feel the experience that you had and the similarities to many young brothers and sisters like myself. I know I have that same feeling of going to my first Savior's Day. It was October Savior's Day in 1991. And same spirit, you know, they were asking me, you know, are you going to Savior's Day? You know what I'm saying? And I was a teenager, man. I didn't travel outside the city like that in my life other than on the East Coast. And brotherhood was like, nah, brother, you just get yourself together and you'll be okay. And they rode in the van with the mighty FOI, and they brought me a new suit for Save Us There. New pair of shoes. Gave me a new Studio 19 bow tie. Watch out, Brother Jamel. Big shout out to Sister Jamila and Brother Jamil. They used to have the Studio 19 bow tie and bow ties, and they gave me a bow tie. And I was just so excited to go to Save This Day. And it was at my first Save This Day that I ended up, you know, receiving the holy name Muhammad at that time for selling Final Call newspapers. I wasn't expecting all. I was just so happy. Like you said, you know, you're just so happy to be a part of what it is that you came to. So it was so good to hear that from you. And so as we look at, once we kind of get involved and we've been going through this process and looking at how Allah has blessed our beloved leader and teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, over these years with what we call the crowning event of Black History Month, the world, especially Black America and the Black world, always wants to know, man, is the minister coming out? And I wonder what the minister's going to say, because there's always something going on. That Allah always creates the environment for our beloved to have an impact on not just national situations, but international situations in the overall world in which we live. And so last year, of course, there was a lot of speculation, a lot of controversy that came out concerning the choice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's Save His Day address theme, subject matter, entitled The Swan Song. And I know we had our talks about the Swan Song and, of course, what it meant to people from Netflix and other things. But there was some use of scriptures that the minister was showing that this Swan Song is very serious. When somebody does a Swan Song, especially the messenger of God, is very serious. And it's not that he's the swan in that respect, because the scripture tells us about the bird. And you have pointed out to me those things. And just looking back almost a year ago, what has been the impact of the swan song on you? And how should we be viewing that as we head into the minister's subject matter on Armageddon, since he mentioned about Armageddon in the swan song, leading for 2023? I know there's a lot in that, but help your brother.
All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. You know, dear brother, the Quran talks about in the 53rd chapter that the divine servant of Almighty God, Allah, he is not, nor does he deviate. And it is not but revelation that is revealed to him. And sometimes, when Allah reveals what he reveals to whom he reveals it, it takes time for those whom that word is revealed to come to the full comprehension or understanding of what was said and from whom it was said. The Quran says in the 17th chapter, the 94th verse, and nothing prevents people from believing when the guidance comes to them except that they say Allah has raised up a mortal to be a messenger. So sometimes the humanity of the man blinds us to the divinity and the message that the man is giving. So the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan taught us that most divine men, divine servants of God, are never properly judged by their contemporaries, because what Allah blesses them to see, the insight, the foresight, the wherewithal, what he blesses them to see and give oftentimes it years, sometimes decades, for those whom they gave it to, their contemporary, to catch up and to come to the full understanding, to grasp what it is that that man gave. So the minister once told us, I don't give speeches. I'm not a speech giver. What
come
I
on,
give
come on,
is
say
divine
that.
Revelation, guidance from Almighty God, Allah. So I can't say that I fully understand all that was said as it relates to the swan song and the criterion that was given by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I think it's going to take years of study, circumstances, situations, for us to really come to the full meaning as it relates to the weight of what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave and what he will give. And I think when we talk about Sister Ava Muhammad, that was something that Almighty God, Allah, blessed her with. to be able to excavate and to really dig into what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave and give commentary that made it more practical or more palatable. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a very clear teacher, but our sister had a way of expression that Allah blessed her with that oftentimes bore witness to the divine guidance and the weight and the depth of what the minister gave us. Can't say that I fully understand or have grasped the weightiness of what the minister gave, but with each passing day and as with each circumstance, you know, it peels back the layers of meaning that was in the swan song, that was in the criterion, that was in many messages that the minister has given us. Again, because what he gives, he speaks not out of vain desire. It is not but revelation. And as he once told us, revelation is not something you could just go and get in the library. Not a, you know, it takes time. But because the revelation is what it is, oftentimes those who are the enemies of the messenger, Satan, you know, they try to make mischief with what it is that the messenger gives and give it their own interpretation. You know, we just have to continue to be patient and ask Allah for more understanding as it relates to what his divine servant has given us and by Allah's grace this February will give us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, if you're just joining us here on tonight's episode of The Elevated Places, founded, empowered by none other than our sister, minister, and Dr. Ava Muhammad. We're continuing on in her noble work, her noble legacy, and as well as her beautiful spirit still yet among us today. We're speaking with student minister Abdul Haq Muhammad of Muhammad Mosque number 25 in Newark, New Jersey, and one of our great, great student ministers and great helpers to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as we are now putting our attention, all roads leads to Savior's Day 2023, and inshallah, it be the will of God. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be delivering this message that Almighty God, Allah, has put on his heart entitled, The War of Armageddon Has Begun. And if I could, you know, Brother Haq, in our conversation, you know, we get into, you always ask me about history. We discuss the history of the Nation of Islam and Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his student, and of course the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I remember being with him on one occasion that we're blessed to be at, and he talked about his and Mother Farrakhan's experience when he first went to the temple. And he said in those days they had the chalkboard up, you know, and he said that chalkboard that used to be in there and how it was set up, and that question, which one will you choose, and which one will survive, talking about the War of Armageddon. And he said that it was so impactful on them, but very strange and unique. They had never seen anything like that. But he said it was later in his study that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said basically, Armageddon began when Allah made his presence known among us and began to teach the truth and bring the truth to us through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And with that said, that piece from the Swan Song where the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that the War of Armageddon has already begun. And he says it begins with the presence of truth. And he said, but when they were baby Muslims, they just looked at that chalkboard and it just seemed so odd. But as he stayed in the process, it became very clear that this is not just some, you know, cataclysmic war or a war that you could paint on canvas with fire and brimstone, because in the world of religion, a lot of times that's how it's presented to us. But with this subject matter, I'm not going to ask you what do you think the minister is going to say, but based upon your study and what the minister has given us concerning the War of Armageddon, what should our people know in the sense of why they should take this message serious, like all the other messages, but definitely in this time period?
My dear brother, that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan comes in the line of divine, that he's not just some ordinary leader or great speaker, that when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan delivers a message, I mean, no disrespect by this, but it's not like a TED Talks or not like some special presentation. But again, it is not but divine revelation that is revealed to him. For he comes in the line of Abraham, a Noah, a Moses, a Aaron, a David, a Solomon, a Muhammad, many of the great prophets who stood in the center of powerful nations of their time to stand up in the midst of those powerful nations and say, thus saith the Lord. The Quran teaches us in the 10th chapter, the 47th verse, and for every nation there is a messenger. So when that messenger comes, the matter is decided between them with justice. And surely they are not wrong. We believe that messenger to be the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. For
that's
he
right.
asked us, could not God see America? Could not God see this time? And if God is God, as we believe he is, then we do not believe that he would leave us without guidance, without a frame
yes,
of
sir.
Reference on how to navigate in a country as wicked and as evil as America is. So when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gives this message, as he has given many other messages, the Quran says it is a decisive word and it is not a joke. It's not something that we can just put off, but we will have to answer to what it is that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will say to us from Allah, as we have been answering many of the prophetic utterances that the minister mentioned in the Swan Song or in the Criterion. We can see them coming to pass, although the devil would never give our man credit that he forewarned us before many of the things that we saw come to pass came to pass. For the minister gives us the headlines before they come out. Now, whether the devil wants to give him credit or not, that's immaterial with us. But the Quran says in the second chapter, the 146th verse, those whom we have given the book, they recognize him as they recognize their sons. So what the minister has given us has already been written. Again, because the way that we have been taught as it relates to the Bible and the Holy Quran, the criterion or the standard by which we measure what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says oftentimes is not in line with the prophetic utterances of the prophets. But again, those of us who know or who are scripturally aware, the scriptural scientists know what it is that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is saying. I'll quote with this. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, the 22nd chapter, the 29th verse, that we do make errors not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. So the scripture, a lot of times for our people, you know, is not the criterion, again, that we use, I think, to measure or to judge or to weigh what it is that the minister is saying. The wickedly wise know, but the lay person, you know, we're just not scripturally, you know, sound because of our rearing and our upbringing culturally. No disrespect to anyone. But again, the minister comes in the line of scripture. And when you are familiar and aware with scripture, and you know how to read it and go in it, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has shown us, then we can see everything the minister's saying unfolding. We can see Babylon.
Right.
We can see Egypt. We can see Rome. We can see Mecca. We can see many of the places that we read of in these scriptures. But, you know, chronologically, our timing is off. But all praise to you, Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, my dear brother. And listen, brothers and sisters, You're just joining us here on Elevated Places, founded by our sister, minister, and Dr. Ava Muhammad. Man, we are in a beautiful talk tonight with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, student minister of Mosque Number 25 up in Newark, New Jersey, student minister Abdul Haq Muhammad. And so we're so happy to have you with us tonight. Once again, I am your guest host, student imam Abdul Salam Muhammad, resident imam of Muhammad Mosque Number 6, and looking forward to continue this conversation. But we just want to let you know it's a little past that time. It flew by a little past 8:30 here on the East Coast, 7:30 Central Time right now in the Central Time Zone. And we want to remind you, dear brothers and sisters, that our sister minister's legacy continues. Her writings, her publications, many that haven't been produced yet, but it's in the works. But for those that have not yet begun to feed on the beautiful scholarship and writings and recordings of our sister, please visit www.worldwideminister.com and support this effort to keep our sister's messages going, because it's not her. She's a conduit from Almighty God Allah by giving us insight into the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his minister so that we can be better in our own personal lives, but better help us to the one that Allah has raised up for us in our midst to guide us in this modern day time. So Brother Haq, you know, as we jump back into this, I want to, you know, now kind of shift gears, but we're still talking about Savior's Day, because we're talking about saving. We're talking about being saved. And, you know, I get that question a lot at this time, you know, when was the first Savior's Day? And so I kind of, just to prick the conscience a little bit, I throw it back at the questioner and ask them. I said, do you want to know when the first time that the language was used, or do you want to know when was the first convention? And they kind of pause and think, and they be like, oh, wow, both. So I'll use this time to just say, from a standpoint of language, the language Savior's Day we have in the earliest document that we have where it exists is in a letter from 1936, where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was writing back to the students of the Muhammad University of Islam in Detroit and Chicago. And he opened his letter by saying, Happy Savior's Day. And so that's the first time that we actually see that terminology being used in any document that may be earlier, but it's just the one that we have. And, of course, the Muslims actually traveling from all the various cities to Chicago for the first time happened in the year 1948. And so with this origin of the language, so to speak, for a letter written back to the students and teachers of Muhammad University of Islam. And you've been blessed in the city of Newark, along with many other cities across America, to have the spirit to start our school there in that city as a part of our national system. And what has Savior's Day meant at the MUI in Newark over the years, since now it's been established and we would kind of get to that Savior's time? What happens to our baby, since we see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wished our children Happy Savior's Day when he was writing back to them while in Washington, D.C.? Tell us a little bit about what Savior's Day has meant to the youth and the children of Muhammad University of Islam in Newark.
It means just that. Savior's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It represents a cultural shift. It represents a new government wherein we all can live in peace together. It represents
mm-hmm.
Armageddon, the dismantling
mm-hmm.
and the destruction of an educational system that was designed to rob us of the knowledge of God, the knowledge of ourselves, the knowledge of our culture, our history, to
mm-hmm.
make us other than ourselves. So when you say Happy Savior's Day, we are only here because of what the Savior came to establish and what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and many of the early followers fought bled and died for, that we can have our own institution, that we can begin to learn that we are not what America has made us into, but we are what Almighty God, Allah, had created us to be in the beginning, and that was a perfect reflection of himself. So it is a time of celebration, a time of joy. Again, it represents a new paradigm, a new world. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad have taught us, that everything of value has trouble in its infancy stage, but as it grows and matures and develops, we see the beauty emanating from it. So again, we thank Allah, Master Fath Muhammad, for coming to North America and for impregnating the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with that germ of new life, and for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad impregnating the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan with hundreds of thousands of others with that germ of new life, that we are responsible for the education, for the cultural, the social, the moral, the mental development of our children. So again,
that's right.
We can never thank Allah enough in the person of Master Fath Muhammad for coming and for establishing the University of Islam, that we now can carry that tradition and that legacy on here in the city of North New Jersey. So we thank Allah, Master Fath Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I know I've been there over the years as the school was growing, and of course I know, you know, just many things happened after COVID or during COVID, and now that we're getting things back together. But I always love to come and see the great spirit of the children there. New York City as well, they have a beautiful spirit, because I'm reminded, not that the others don't do it, I just know my involvement with the number 7 and number 25 MUI, that the arts and crafts that take place. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I have in the archives many of the arts and crafts that the children of the school prior to 1975 would, you know, make for Savior's Day. They would make their little banners and starred crescents. And I know that that's been normally a tradition now, each February, of the students trying to do something culturally around Savior's Day. Tell us about that spirit and the energy and how excited the children are when we get to that.
Praise be to Allah. You know, they're very excited and very happy to express their love for Islam. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, of course Allah, with the making of flags and, you know, making pictures and various images and, you know, decorating and doing various different things to express their love, their joy with Allah and with the experience of having their own institution. So we again thank Allah much for inspiring us through the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to even want to attempt, you know, what at times appears to be an impossible feat. But we know that with Allah, nothing is impossible, for he destroyed the impossible in the beginning. But again, we can't thank Allah enough for just the little that we are blessed to do in such a perilous and uncertain time in this country. We see what's happening with the public education school system here in New Jersey. Last year, I believe over 100,000 high school students dropped out. So we see this enormous dropout rate, New Jersey, New York, and all over the country where our children are concerned. So again, we thank Allah much, you know, for his love and for his care and for thinking enough of us and fulfilling his promise to Abraham in Genesis 15, chapter 13, where it says that the Lord, in the last days, that he would come after 400 years of our sojourn, of being strangers in a strange land. So we thank him for fulfilling his promise to Abraham and for coming, that we can even be on this line right now, on this the historic show talking about Savior's Day, talking about the Muhammad University of Islam, talking about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We can't thank Allah enough for that, nor can we take for granted what it is that he has given us. So, again, we thank Allah much, you know, for his coming and for all that he has bestowed upon us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. So as we're winding down in our last 15 minutes on this first segment tonight, and Brother Hawk, man, we really, really thank Allah for you, for what you're bringing to this show. And we know it's in the spirit of our dear sister and what she has meant and means to us to this day, because she was never afraid at all to make it very clear our message from Allah through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and make it very clear that she had no shame whatsoever in letting the world know that she is a student and representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and that he is our leader and teacher and guide. And you better be very careful how you tread on our beloved minister with your mouth, with your thoughts, and definitely if you intended to do anything physical. You know, our sister as a great, great woman in Islam, and I want to stop and say this about her tonight as I was reflecting, because, you know, and she is that which we say. We hear scholar, we hear minister, we hear doctor, we hear all of those things, but she was, in fact, the embodiment of the woman in Islam, an MGT and GCC supreme. Ain't no doubt about that. And I know that
when the word got out
that our sister had returned to Allah, the outpouring of black women that are not necessarily registered members of the Nation of Islam, but black women talked about how without her, many of them could not have made it as far. And I'm saying that to say, for them to say that, I know that there was no way possible that they interacted with her, whether watching a video, reading her books, coming to hear her speak somewhere, and not get introduced to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his minister. So in these last few moments, I just want us, if you could, just speak on the importance of knowing our place as students and our duties to make sure that the impress that is left on the people is that of our teachers and not necessarily ourselves.
All praise be to Allah. I think that Sister Eva embodies that, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said to us on several occasions, that she was, because she knew that he was who he proclaimed he is. And not only did she know from her social interaction, but she knew from the spirit and from her in-depth study of the word. She knew the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's character being around him. She often told us how sublime his morals was and how he is the same in private as he is in public. She gave behind the scenes of the character of a man that this world had sought to be smirched and sullied. She showed us that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan always handled her with the greatest of care and dignity, and that he was not and is not a man that says one thing and then does another. That when he taught her, nation can rise no higher than his woman, that he lived that he embodied that he practiced that, he did not just preach it. So she was a witness bearer of the character and the morals and the dignity and the high honor that Allah had bestowed upon the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So we thank Allah much for Sister Dr. Eva Muhammad. For Jesus said in the book of Luke in the 5th chapter, the 31st verse, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And many of us as men, Brother Salam, We came and we coming to the nation sick with the mind of sexism, misogynist, mm-hmm. where women are concerned. But when mm-hmm. we encountered Sister Ava, when we saw Sister Ava, when we heard Sister Ava, although we were sick, being mm-hmm. a physician from the divine physician, the word emanated from her would begin to roll back the death and the dross that we had acquired from being in this world. So she has mm-hmm. done so much for us as a nation, and particularly as men. She was a great displayer of the wisdom of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and never lost her femininity. To see
That's
her
right.
hurl the truth at our enemies and do it with such refinement and such culture, all praise is due to Allah. We can
all praise
bear witness
Allah.
That a God has come,
mm-hmm.
that a God is present, and that a divine man is on the scene in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So we thank him for inspiring and for producing a Sister Ava.
That's
and
right.
we know that right now, growing in the ghettos of America, in the alleys of America, there are thousands of Sister Avas that the enemy
mm-hmm.
is trying to stop our messengers' voice from getting to. All praises
That's
due to Allah
all
for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and for
yes,
him
sir.
Giving to us from Allah, from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Ava Muhammad. I'll close with this. The Jesus of 2,000 years ago, Brother Salam, in the book of Luke, the 11th chapter, the 52nd verse, he said, "Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken the key of knowledge." But the Jesus of our day, Allah blessed him with a lawyer to not take away the key of knowledge, but a lawyer whom Allah blessed him to give a key of knowledge that she can share with
mm-hmm.
us and the whole world. So we thank Allah much for her. We are continuing to pray for her family, her daughter, all of those who are impacted and touched and affected by her life, by her
That's
writings,
right.
by her lectures. We thank Allah much. And we let you know, Brother Darius and family, that you are in our prayers. But we recite to you from the Holy Quran, where it says in the 9th chapter, the 51st verse, "Say nothing will afflict us save that which Allah has ordained for us. He is our patron, and on Allah let the believers rely." So I pray,
yes,
dear brother, that you continue to find comfort in her remembrance and continue to seek guidance. And Almighty God, Allah, and nurse on the words that we receive from our beloved minister at her janazah. All praises due to Allah.
All praises due to Allah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Oh, brother, student minister Abdul Haq Muhammad, man, we are so, so grateful that you took the time to be on the Elevated Places with us tonight on this first segment. We don't want you to go because we're going to jump into some Q&As on the second side. But as we approach 9 o'clock hour here on the East Coast and the 8 o'clock hour on the Central Time Zone, because we'll be joined by our student national Imam Sultan Rahman Muhammad in just a few moments. So brothers and sisters, don't you leave. Don't you get off this Blog Talk Radio. You see, it's a lot of power happening tonight because we're talking about Savior's Day 2023, and we'll be talking about Ramadan 2023/1444. You say, what's that 1444? We're going to ask Brother Imam about that on the second side of things. So we just have a few moments left before we enter into the 9 o'clock hour / 8 o'clock hour Central Time Zone. Brother Haq, any closing words that you would like to say to our listeners tonight about Savior's Day 2023 as we are now in countdown mode towards Savior's Day?
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. Again, I would just ask and encourage our people to, if you can be present, to please come and to come with your heart and your mind open to to receive what it is that Allah will impress upon the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to give to us. Yes, it is a time of joy and a time of celebration where we see each other, we socialize, you know, we're able to purchase books and to enjoy one another in fellowship after being locked down in COVID for a few years. You know, we are very excited and happy to see each other and to be with each other. But I know that the message that Almighty God Allah is giving to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a message that is going to save our lives if it be Allah's will. So I ask our people to please come and to please, you know, enjoy the festivities and the brotherhood and the sisterhood of Savior's Day, but come with a heart and a mind open, ready to receive what it is that we are going to receive by Allah's grace from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I pray that if we do come, we travel safe, and that Allah will bless us, protect us, and our families as we go to hear the divine servant of Almighty God, Allah, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
All praises due to Allah. Thank you. Thank you, Student Minister Abdul Haq Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, we have been really, really fed well tonight. Oh, man, it was an honor to just interview my brother. And I'm, you know, I don't want it to seem stiff. That's my brother. That's my companion in this work. And I want to personally thank you, dear brother, for being a great help to me as we talk, and we always trying to work out a way that we can help our beloved leader and teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, better and serving our people on his behalf and our behalf in these cities. And I know that you're doing a great, great work in the city of Newark, New Jersey. And we thank you so much for accepting the invitation to come on this first hour to talk about Savior's Day 2023. But don't go nowhere. If you can hang with us a little bit as we make our transition. And because we're going to open up these lines, because I understand, man, look, we was 10 minutes in. And our engineer tonight, Sister Charlene Muhammad, I mean, she wearing multiple hats. Thank you, Sister Charlene, for trying to man them lines and screen those calls. She said, Brother Hawker, within the first 10 minutes of us coming into the interview, we had over 30 callers. So all praise is due to Allah. Thank you so much for being with us on this first hour. So listen, brothers and sisters, before we move into our second segment, we want to remind you once again, as we did earlier, to make sure that you continue to support the ministry of our sister and minister and Dr. Abel Muhammad. Her ministry is the ministry of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And everything that she has given from her heart and that insight that Allah has blessed to give her into these teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the minister and life, you must study her publications, her books, her lectures and writings should be in everyone's home. So make sure you do yourself a favor, because since it's Savior's Day, it is the season to give. That's right. It's our season to give. It's Black History Month, and it's the crowning event of Black History Month, Savior's Day 2023. Featuring the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So go on over to www.ministeraba.com and support our sister's legacy and keep her legacy going, as well as the Blog Talk Radio. Come on, be a supporter of that, which you know you have benefited from and are benefiting from and will continue to benefit from, because her husband and her family and those that are helping in this is going to do everything in our power to give you everything that our sister desired for us to have. And listen, we got good news, too. Good news. I heard the good news, Sister Charlene. I heard the good news, Sister Donna. I heard the good news, dear brothers and sisters, that guess what? The tradition continues. That this Savior's Day on Thursday, the 23rd, February the 23rd, as it has been customarily every year, it is the Elevated Places live show with live audience that kicks off our Savior's Day convention. So on Thursday evening, as we gather in Chicago to get ready to officially kick off our Savior's Day convention, we're not going to start any other way than what we have, and that is honoring and giving a great tribute to our sister, minister, and Dr. Ava Muhammad, and go on with that live show as she would want us to have. And you're going to hear more about it in the next coming week. So I'm just happy to be a part of the team. And anything that I can do and anything that we can continue to do to make sure that this is a reality, we're here to serve in that aspect. So it is 9 p.m. right here on the East Coast, 8 p.m. Central Time. And this is the second half of tonight's Elevated Places Blog Talk Radio, founded and powered by our sister and minister and Dr. Ava Muhammad. And we had just finished up the first hour. Oh, man, I mean, oof. Whoa, a lot of power coming from our student minister, Abdul Haq, and he's still with us, and we're going to open up for questions. So if you have been on the lines with us tonight and you've been waiting to get in, hey, listen, you know, I appreciate your patience. Let us have that patience. We will be opening up the line a little later in the show, but we're going to make our transition because right in the spirit of Savior's Day, the great Muslim gathering, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called it the Great Muslim Convention in those days, and how we would come together, and then we called it Savior's Day, but it was the Muslim Convention. And knowing that this year, in terms of the calendar and the timing, Islamic calendar, we see that while we are traveling to Savior's Day and while we're at Savior's Day, we would have entered into the eighth month of our Islamic calendar, the month of Shaban. And from that month, going into the ninth month, it will be the holy month of Ramadan. And who better else to have to give us as we come through Savior's Day and looking to go to Savior's Day, but also now in view for the Muslims around the world is Ramadan is in countdown mode as well. So we're blessed here in North America because we count down for Savior's Day and Ramadan. So come on, brothers and sisters, let's get ready for our convention as well as preparing our minds, our souls, our hearts, our bodies for that recalibration that only Almighty God Allah could give us from himself to make sure that we start, come through Ramadan and start with a clean slate. So it gives me great honor and privilege. I hope and pray that our brother is on the line with us. I just want to make sure. Sister Charlene says, don't leave out the West Coast. You know what, sister? I'm so used to television and radio saying East time and Central and Mountain and all of that. But you know, the West Coast, y'all got it easier because it might still be daylight out there where y'all at. I don't know, but I'm gonna make sure that you give me those corresponding times, my dear sister. So let's do this. Let's bring into our conversation tonight our student national imam. He's no stranger to the Elevated Places because our sister always made sure she included our national imam in the conversations that he could best serve us in. And so I'm happy to have back on the Elevated Places our student national imam, Sultan Rahman Muhammad, was also the resident imam of our headquarters mosque, Mosque Maryam, in Chicago. Brother Imam, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All praises be to Allah. Yes, sir. Feel good to hear your voice again.
Good to hear my brother's voice.
Yes, sir.
And all that are on the call, praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to Elevated Places. And as I just mentioned, I know, you know, the great relationship you have had with our sister, and definitely on this platform and show, and also as a member of the executive council, it's always good to know that we have brothers and sisters on this show that can help us carry on in the noble work and legacy of our sister. And so we're happy to have you. And I just want to ask, how's my brother? How you doing?
Praise be to Allah. I'm doing excellent. This is a beautiful, beautiful moment to be alive, to be involved. And brother. It's Savior's Day spirit all over the place right now. So it's,
yes,
a, it's a blessing.
Yes,
it's a blessing. I'm in high spirit and ready and anxious to hear from our beloved minister. So it is that countdown. And I thank Allah for all that we have in him and in the believers. I see that spirit rumbling across our nation. I see that spirit definitely in a way that we are all preparing as the National Shura Council is coming together diligently, working day in, day out in preparation. And praise be to Allah with the guidance of our minister, step by step, as we prepare, we have something beautiful, beautiful in store for the believers. So I thank Allah for the opportunity, the pleasure, the honor to serve our nation in this manner. So I'm feeling good, Brother Abdul Salam.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Imam Abdul Salam, student Imam Abdul Salam.
No, don't do that.
It's great to say that too.
Yes, sir.
Praise
yes,
to
sir.
Allah.
Well, the beauty of what you just described in terms of the spirit beginning to bubble and the preparations that are taking place in Chicago, we were blessed earlier. We were speaking about some of those preparations concerning Savior's Day. And I know that, you know, historically, this in the culture of the Nation of Islam, as we were speaking with Student Minister Abdul Haq, in the history of it. But to see now that we've come through a very trying moment where Savior's Day was kind of had to be reshaped a little bit in terms of how we moved, how we did things, had to do it virtually. And then eventually the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know, being able to come out last year with the swan song. But we were not yet back to just in terms of how people are moving on mass gatherings. So to hear your spirit in terms of what is being prepared, just give us a little, if you could, in terms of why the believers and any of our people that can make it to Savior's Day 2023, why it's important that we try to do everything in our power to get to the Savior's Day.
Well, first of all, this Savior's Day coming in February 26th, 2023, is one that will be on the history books. It will be the history books that on this Savior's Day coming, that we, the Nation of Islam, are entering a new phase, a new reality of our journey and mission. If we have just studied the title of the message that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan intends to deliver, that in itself would be a spiritual journey, a mental journey, and a physical journey to prepare ourselves for such a message. The message that our minister intends to give us is always a timely message. It's always message that uplifts the spirit, yet warns those that are in rebellion, warns those that are not heeding the signs that Allah Most High is giving to us in hints in the weather, hints in the spirit and mindset of the enemy's world that we are watching fall before us. So when we say that we got that announcement that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will give us a message on the war of Armageddon, saying the war of Armageddon has begun, well, I don't know about you, but I'm doing my spiritual push-ups. I'm doing
my mental
pull-ups. I'm doing my physical preparation and for endurance, and beginning to put on all of the protective gear that we would need to survive the war of Armageddon. Now, when our minister gave us the 2022 message in the Swan Song, he told us then that the war was coming, pointing to what was happening with Eastern Europe, Russia, with the war that has begun, that the has begun, but he said that's not the real war. Well,
that's right.
Now we're looking at the real war facing us. We thank Allah for the guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, for he is a watchman on the wall who is dictating to us what must be done in the time. So I thank Allah for just the preparation of the mental, spiritual orientation in the title of the message. So we should be studying now. What is Armageddon?
Right.
What does it mean to say something has begun? What is the reality of war? Parse the message that we have already begun to receive from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. What does one do to prepare for war, mentally, spiritually, physically? What are the signs that Allah has revealed to us of the reality of Armageddon?
That's right.
Have we begun? If the war has begun and we haven't, we are already behind. So
that's
it is a festive moment. It is a time in which we come together to enjoy this holy day, of all that we who are traveling from across the world, across the country for Savior's Day. But it is a holy day that we must remember that we are coming to Savior's Day with high spirit, but a serious spirit. A serious spirit that we are oriented now, mentally and spiritually, by the words of our minister in his subject. A studious spirit. A spirit that is informing us that we must now be ready to protect all that we love, all that we cherish, that we must be ready to sacrifice our lives with our lives in the cause of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean necessarily at all physical death, but we have to die to our old selves. We have to die to that spirit of waiting for what we think is coming in the last day, but know that we are in that hour and in that moment. So after the lockdowns with the pandemic, we had some time to spend among ourselves, by ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
Reflecting on self, reflecting on the beauty of what it means to be with the believers.
Mm-hmm.
And just as Allah slowly lifted us out of the chambers of our dwelling spaces, we began to not take for granted the connection that we have with the believing family. In that for myself, I can speak for myself, it was so beautiful, even in the smaller occasions.
Yes, sir.
Over Savior's Day to come back together with the believers. It was such a beautiful experience to be reconnected. So to think that we are coming back to Chicago at the McCormick Center, at the Wind Trust Theater, to be with the believers in this manner in which we haven't been in so many years, I thank Allah that we survived this precursor.
That's right.
To Armageddon, to see this day. That when we come to the Wind Trust Arena, when we come to the McCormick Center here in Chicago, that we look in each other's eyes, give that greeting of Happy Savior's Day, give that greeting of Assalamu Alaikum, that from the depth of our hearts, that we are reflecting God to another God, and knowing that we are tied by our faith, that we are closing ranks, that we are coming together in a way that we have never come together before, for really a new beginning. For if something has begun, something old must stop.
That's right.
So praise
That's
be
right.
to Allah. The spirit is very high. The plenary sessions that we are in planning for are going to be very informative, very spiritually enriching. The programs are designed to give us the tools that we need. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad put before us the two flags, the flag
That's right.
of Islam and the American flag, and the question was posed, which one will survive the war of Armageddon? It wasn't which
That's
one
right.
will win, but which one will survive.
Survive.
So
That's
we must,
right.
We must be planning for survival in every manner. We must be planning with the spiritual mindset and disposition of patience, mentally, spiritually, to endure all of those things that we were warned of. That we
That's
would
right.
suffer loss of life, loss of property, that we would suffer these things. But it is the believer that says, praise be to Allah, in the times of trial and in the times of good and reward. So my heart is on the Alhamdulillah meter.
That's right.
Praise be
That's
to
right.
Allah.
That's
Praise
right.
be to
yes,
Allah.
Sir.
Praise be to Allah that we are going to hear a word from God through our minister that will represent for us a new beginning, a new reality, and a reset, so that we come out of Savior's Day prepared, oriented for this war that we are in.
Yes, sir.
The great war
yeah.
that we are facing of Armageddon and the end times, the last days, and that great war that we are facing with self.
That's right.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Brother Imam and brothers and sisters, if you're just joining us here on the Elevated Places tonight, once again, I'm your guest host, Student Imam Abdul Salam Muhammad of Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm sitting in tonight as we have a great, great set of guest hosts continuing on in the great legacy of our sister, Minister and Dr. Ava Muhammad, and we're on the second side of things, in our final hour, and we're now talking to our student national imam, Sultan Rahman Muhammad, resident imam of Mosque Maryam, our headquarters mosque in Chicago, in the continuation, talking about all roads lead to Savior's Day. But you just said it, brother imam. You know, it is getting prepared. It is getting in the mode. And as Allah would have it, after we come back home, inshallah, from Savior's Day and get into the month of the solar calendar of March, but yet we are closely and fastly approaching from that point the holy month of Ramadan. So I want to ask you, of course, just to give our listeners an understanding of our lunar calendar system, and also now that some might say, well, Ramadan is way off. I mean, it ain't until March. Why are you all talking about that now? And if you could kind of talk about, we know as Muslims, we may know that Ramadan is month number 9, but we just entered into month number 7, Rajab, which is called the month of Allah, which will take us to month number 8, Shaban, on the way to month 9. Ramadan. So if you could just kind of give us an understanding on why Muslims right now, maybe under 90 days out, are looking at Ramadan and you.
Praise be to Allah. As our brother student, Imam Abdul Salam, presented, the month of Rajab is known as the month of Allah.
Yes,
it
sir.
Is among the sacred months.
Great months.
As we read the Holy Quran, there is not only one sacred month, but there are four sacred months. Rajab being the second sacred month of the calendar of the Muslims, the lunar calendar. We have been so steeped in the practices of the society in which we are in. Some of us think that sacred month was in December.
That's right. That's right.
You know, coming out of Christmas, you know, or some of us, you know, we get so steeped in the reality of being under white supremacy that sacred month might be February. It's Black History Month, brother. No.
Right.
It's Black History Month. We got to look at our history. No, Black history has no beginning nor end. So we should have been looking in that deeply to study self. But when we hear of the sacred months, the month of Rajab, as mentioned, is the second sacred month of the lunar calendar of the Muslims. And we are in the month where it is and has been the practice of preparation for the holy month of Ramadan. So when we look at Rajab, this month that we have just entered, the seventh month of the lunar calendar, there is a statement from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that is important to reflect on. But first, we have to look at what and how Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was observed during this month. He was observed by his companions, by those near him, his family, his closest of friends and disciples, that he used to observe fasting in the month of Rajab to the point where there was a thought among those around him that he would not break his fast as though he was going to fast the entire month in observation of fasting. And he did it continuously, and until folks thought he wouldn't stop fasting, and then he would break his fast. Mm-hmm. This was part mm-hmm. of a spiritual and physical orientation in preparation for the holy month of Ramadan. Now,
yes,
some
sir.
Of us say, you know, when we speak of Ramadan, we talk about the Ramadan fast, the Ramadan fast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Ramadan fast, where we fast from before the sun has risen until after the sun has set, from dark to dark, during the daylight hours, we are fasting.
Mm-hmm.
That fast can be done throughout the year, not necessarily
That's right.
every day, but we fast as Muslims. Our first pillar is prayer, then second pillar or principle of action is fasting. So we
That's
don't
right.
stop what is known as sawm. Sawm is an Arabic word that speaks to a very specific type of fast where we don't take in water, we don't take in any food, and we are completely also fasting from ill speech, ill will,
That's right.
wrongdoing. Now, some of us, we fast, we are on how to eat to live fast as we should be, but our character is not changing with that fast.
That's right. That's right.
Our character, not that it cannot, it should be changing with that fast as we are getting toxins out of our body through eating less, one meal a day. We should also be releasing the toxins of ill will and ill spirit against self and others. Yes, of the heart, purifying the heart, purifying the mind. But it seems that when Ramadan comes around, that we are far more focused on our spiritual development, that we really see a character in the believers that we don't see necessarily year-round.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of those reasons is because we are developing a closer connection to the Holy Quran. We
yes,
begin
sir.
Our readings, our daily readings of the Holy Quran. We are practicing reading of the Holy Quran to feed the spirit, to feed
mm-hmm.
the will. That is a purification process that rids us of the thinking of a mind that is shaped and poisoned by the enemy's world.
Yes, sir.
When we are replacing that mind with the mind of God, what a beautiful time to be leading into the holy month of Ramadan, coming into Savior's Day during Rajab, during one of the sacred months. That we may practice the purification process. Circling back to our minister's message and title, that when we are fasting, we are really at war with our lower selves. We are at war with our appetites. We are at war with our inclinations to do wrong. We are at war with an old mindset to establish for ourselves habits that are cultivating the character of Allah God in our actions, so that we are reflections of Allah Most High. Now, Muhammad, peace be upon him, would fast continuously till the companions thought he was going to complete the whole month and then he would stop. So what is that saying? He did not, first of all, want the month to be looked at as an entire month of fasting in the way the holy month of Ramadan is an entire month of fasting. But it's looked at, if we reflect on a runner, someone who is running a distance, that you run until you are physically pushed to the point you can't run any further. But you slow down your pace. You don't stop fully. You slow down your pace, but then you pick it back up. So, again, Rajab is a time for us to build the endurance. Now, if we are eating our one meal a day, this is a time where we can maintain that one meal a day, of course.
That's right.
But
that's right.
Break your fast as we would the so-called Ramadan fast, right, after the sun has set. What we can do is simply wake up for prayer, like we should be anyway. We get more astute to the times of prayer during the holy month of Ramadan, because it's now a time for us to nourish the body with food and drink. But if we wake up for Fajr prayer, before Fajr prayer, give our body some water, hydrate ourselves, but don't take in any water or coffee during the daylight hours, and eat your one meal after the Maghrib prayer. Eat the one meal then. This is an easy time
That's
to
right.
do it.
Say that.
Because it's getting dark very early. It gets dark very early. As we are moving through the lunar calendar, we notice that in the wintertime, it's now approximately 5 p.m. when Maghrib prayer comes in. That's a short day of fast. By the way, if we haven't made up all of the days of fasting for the month of Ramadan, that if we have missed any days, we are to make up a like number of days, right? Before
yes,
the holy month of Ramadan comes back around. Let's make a quick distinction. That fast, those days should be made up before you begin to fast days in Rajab, any voluntary fast. And do know it, that Rajab is a voluntary fast. It's not obligated upon you. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, we hear that and we just say, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, I'm not obligated to open the door for the sister. Well, how do you look? It may not be an obligation. It may not be in the restrictive law, right, to open the door for our sisters. But we begin to look savage. Dusty.
That's right.
Because we're not practicing the full spirit, our faith.
That's
so fasting
right.
during the holy month of Rajab, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said fasting during the sacred months is a time in which one can bear more reward for their actions, for their worship. More reward. What is that reward? Well, that reward, brothers and sisters, is the reward of honor to wear the name of God, to wear the character of God. So praise be to Allah. We pray that we take advantage of this holy month of Rajab, that our spirit of fasting shines on our faith when we come to Savior's Day, and that it prepares us for the disposition and discipline that we should have when we come to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Give us those words as a general, as a man of God, representative of God in the time of the War of Armageddon. So praise be to Allah. I hope we gave something that is beneficial to orient ourselves spiritually, but spiritually in a way that we are high in spirit, but disciplined. Allah says in the Quran that we are to praise him, but we are also to seek forgiveness, that we bestow or extol the praise, the glory of Allah, and then seek forgiveness.
That's
so
right.
We are to be, and seeking forgiveness is a disposition of humility, that we are sorry for the wrongs that we may have committed, sorry for that aspect of self that has strayed away from our original nature. But we are doing something about it by reforming self through the self-accusing spirit.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you. Thank you, brother Imam. And listen, brothers and sisters, of course, this is just a header. We got to get prepared. That's what Brother Imam is telling us. Don't wait till we get right to the door. Let us prepare for Savior's Day now and come through Savior's Day if it be the will of Allah. Allah bless us to see the month of Ramadan. Let's work on these things. And we who are working out of the office of the National Imam will be with you as we are now. We want to thank everyone that has participated in these first few weeks of our six-week course in Arabic phonic. But we will continue to serve you with these classes of preparations for Ramadan, as well as new publications that will be coming forth, as well as taking it up a few levels as Imam Sultan desires now. We've been talking that during Ramadan, we don't want to spend a lot of time talking about fasting itself. We want to spend more time getting the benefit and the gains from what that month has to offer us from Allah through his servants. So, Brother Imam, if we could, because we have about maybe 15 minutes left, we would like to get to the phone lines and the callers tonight.
Let's do it.
To hear from them. If you have any questions for our student, National Imam Sultan Rahman Muhammad on Savior's Day or Ramadan, Brother Student Minister Haq had to step away, but he said he might try to get back on before it is ended for tonight, but we thank Allah for him. But let's go to our callers and hear from our great, great listeners and supporters of the Elevated Places. Let's go to our first call. I think I heard we got Dr. Ridgely on the line with us tonight, great research team member and a great, great supporter of our sister and minister, Dr. Abel Muhammad, over the years. So, Dr. Ridgely, you there?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir, my brother. How's my brother?
Oh, man, all praise is due to Allah, and happy Savior's Day. And I
happy
just like
Savior's
to say
Day.
That, indeed, Minister Farrakhan has some real helpers, and the three of y'all tonight who spoke and how you brought us up to Savior's Day and how you reminded us of the light that Minister Ava showed on her face from her faith and following and obeying the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in what he was bringing from Allah to us. And so we'd
That's
like to
right.
thank you all for reminding us of that and for expressing the great light and love that you felt at your first Savior's Day, because that's the type of thing that we realize that we already had Wakanda, all right? And we celebrate every Savior's Day. When the nation comes together, we know that we are seeing a glimpse of heaven when we see the light in each other's face. So we thank you all for bringing that to us And I don't want to hold y'all up. I just want to say thank you very much for bringing us this light and spirit of Savior's Day. And I hope to see all the family as we can enjoy the light from the man, the watchman on the wall, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as he guides us up the ladder that he has laid down for us to come out of the darkness into the light and over into our promised land. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you, Dr. Ridgely, Muhammad, and of course, we're grateful to all of your great help of our beloved minister, along with all the other members of the research team. I know y'all have been working with him to get ready for Savior's Day 2023, inshallah, and of course the great work he does at our farm, but also always stated helping keep this show Elevated Places going by serving as guest host. And he's one of them laborers that whatever he can do, he's always there to bring the best of himself to these efforts, and we thank Allah for him. Let's go. I think we also have Brother Hoyle on the line. Brother Hoyle, always calling in, great supporter of our sister minister and Dr. Abel Muhammad over the years. Brother Hoyle, welcome to the Elevated Places.
Oh, thank you. Happy Savior's Day to both of you.
Happy Savior's
Scholars. Day. All praises due to Allah. Good to hear from you, student Imam. Sultan, you've done a wonderful job on Fridays. And
praise be to Allah.
And you too, brother. Yes, sir. Excellent job, and I'm proud of your, you know, being promoted to Imam. You're doing an excellent job, sir. I wanted to ask a question about the 6 days of Shawwal. The added 6 days of Shawwal fast. Could you explain a little bit about that? And before you go to that, this is one thing about the War of Armageddon. This is from the lull of before the storm, and this, I'm just going to be quick with this. And this is out of Fall of America. It says Europe will become one of the worst war areas of all the world, most dreadful than Vietnam and other places that you are planning and going into. Asia will look like child's play when compared to what is going to happen in Europe. The prophets say, woe to the land that is shattered with wings. This means America, whose sky filled with planes. And right now, you're sending tanks. So really, we're at war. So, but
yes,
I know
sir.
We got a few minutes, but could you explain the fast for Schwal brothers, the 6 day
yes.
fast?
Yes. Thank you, Brother
yes.
Hoyle. Brother
yes,
Imam?
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead.
Shawwal is the 10th month of the Hijri calendar. And when we say Hijri calendar, in that word Hijri, it means the migration, the Hijr from Mecca to Medina under a death plot that the Prophet, peace be upon him, took with his companions and those under persecution in Mecca. It began the calendar of the time frame in which we have had Islam established as a religion. Of course, we know that Islam is not 1,444 years old, as some would want you or practice to make us to think. But the Hijri calendar in it is a month in the 10th month of the lunar year, where right after Eid al-Fitr, right after the Eid of Ramadan, the Eid al-Fitr, Eid meaning recurring happiness, Fitr meaning the nature upon which Allah God has created us, that once we have completed the holy month of Ramadan and we come into Shawwal, the following month, we fast 6 days consecutively after the Eid, it has the reward as if one has fasted the entire year. So when we talk about fasting, som, which means to restrain oneself, to practice restraint, to practice stillness of our desires, that this is something that we as believers must pick up as regular habit. There are many days on which there is reward embedded in those days of fasting throughout the year. So Shawwal is another month that we should look for. As we stated, we're now in Rajab. We are working that muscle of restraint, soul, to now begin to prepare for the holy month of Ramadan. After the month of Rajab, we come then into Sha'ban. Now, we are looking, brothers and sisters, at a time frame in which we are about to be given our marching orders, our orientation, our preparation for the time of Armageddon that has begun. If fasting is not part of our disposition, where we are getting this reward, I'm trying to put this 6 days of consecutive fasting, receiving the reward as though we have fasted the entire year, that when we are coming out of the month of Ramadan, some of us go right on back immediately to our That's behavior right. that we maintained throughout the year. Oh, I made it across the finish line. Well, Shawwal is a month that reminds us that there really is no finish line in the That's process right. of perfecting self, process of attainment to the nearness of God. So when we go in before the holy month of Ramadan, we're building up our endurance, right? But when we come out of the holy month of Ramadan, we're reminding ourselves that there's something beyond Ramadan that should be maintained. And we close this point with a reflection on the prophet's history. It was after a major battle that the companions, upon return from that battle, were victorious in that battle and cheerful. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that that was not the real battle.
That's right.
And they asked, well, what is that real battle? He said, jihad and nafs, the war with self. So we can easily fall for the enemy's temptations. We can easily fall for those things that would pull us away from the path of Allah God if we have not built and continue to strengthen the will of God within through that battle against self. So let's not forget that when we are strong physically, when we win an outer war, then mm-hmm. we are still consistently fighting an inner war with self. So praise be to Allah. Thank you for asking that question, because it puts us in the mindset of not just preparation for Ramadan coming out of Savior's Day, right? Going into Savior's Day in the sacred month of Rajab, coming out of Savior's Day, leading straight, heading quickly into Ramadan. but the spirit of endurance to keep us going further past Ramadan into Shawwal. And understanding these are not spooky rewards. These aren't like, you know, you're going to get a, like in
right.
a video game, you get a little gold ding ding and coins are falling from the sky or something like that. No, this reward is the renewal of self. It's a beautiful
right.
character that we are passing on to our believing family and friends, inshallah, and development of self. Being closer to Allah God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Imam. And brothers and sisters, this has been a beautiful, beautiful episode and edition of the Elevated Places, founded and empowered and engineered by our sister and Dr. Minister Abel Muhammad. And it has been a beautiful night as we're winding down. Just maybe have about 6 or 7 minutes left. And what I want to do, if I can, I want to get Brother Darryl into the chat and let him ask a question. I think Brother Hawk is back on with us. But, dear brothers and sisters, we just have a few minutes left, and we do want to close out with some announcements before the 10 o'clock hour because Blog Talk is on a scheduled time. It does not hold up for anyone. So let's get Brother Darryl into the in the room.
As-salamu alaykum, family.
Wa alaykum salam. Happy Savior's Day.
Salam. Happy Savior's Day.
I want to thank the panel, Brother Email and Brother Hall and Brother Hawk, that he brought up some good issues. But the Imam is always bringing Allah and bringing it so beautiful. And I thank Allah for you, beloved, and your family. For the nation. And helping us to come and stay focused. And I thank God for Brother Hall for bringing it up. I think I heard you mention that a while back about the extra 6 days. And it is very important. Like you said, we think we made it through the finish line, but yet we don't realize the bonus is doing the extra 6 days, so we won't go back. So I thank Allah for that. And I was thinking about when Brother Hawk was speaking, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, when he brought up about the blackboard, about which one would survive the war, Armageddon. And as a little boy, when I was there looking at that, I knew as a little boy that I know Islam was the right way when I seen poor brother hanging from a loop. You know, and some of the guests that came and seen it, they thought it was something like, wow, what we came and seen, you know. But I think Allah, for when the nation did fall, my uncle, may Allah be pleased with him, my grandmother brought him in. He was married to my aunt. And when the nation fell, we all went back. But when my uncle told us that the nation was back, I didn't realize. I said, well, I'm not, because I went up under Wallace, may Allah be pleased with him too. But I didn't see the spirit of his father. And I remember when the minister told, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that was my very first day, Savior's Day, when I went to see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as a young man. And he was telling us about, you know, Savior's Day and what was going on. And when after I came back and seen the minister and learned that I was looking at him all along and didn't know, I always used to always hear him back, go ahead, you know, he's always bear witness. Then I realized as I got older, oh, okay, all praise be to Allah. And I've been following behind the minister ever since and making it every Savior's Day. But it's a blessing to have the Sister Ava show still going on. I thank Allah for all of us and those that continue to keep the legacy of our beloved sister, Dr. Ava. And may Allah continue to bless Brother Darius. Looking forward to see you, brother, if you're listening.
Amen.
I mean, and Brother Darryl, we thank you, dear brother, for your comments always. Continue to support, but we're going to go ahead and close out because we just got a few minutes.
Sir.
And as I said, Blog Talk don't wait for nobody. So
yes, right.
So thank you so much for your continued support, and we love your spirit. And looking forward to seeing you at Savior's Day 2023. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All praise is due to Allah. So listen, brothers and sisters, as we close tonight, we want to thank our two guests, not really guests. We want to thank our family, you know, because these are great brothers to our sister, Minister Dr. Ava Muhammad, and they're no strangers to our nation. But if you're on as a listener and as a guest, you have heard some of the great representation that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has in the same spirit, the same energy and trajectory of our sister and Dr. Ava Muhammad. So don't forget, go to www.ministerava.com and support her website. Continue to come back each and every week right here, same place, same time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. On the East Coast, Elevated Places, because we will continue with all of our guest hosts and the great staff. So I want to thank our executive producer, Brother Darius Muhammad. I want to thank our associate producer, Sister Charlene Muhammad, and Sister Donna Muhammad from Memphis, and each and every one that has ever stepped up in these last few months to just host, support, do whatever we could to keep this going, because we know what our sister has meant to us. So I leave you tonight by making sure that we prepare for Savior's Day 2023. If you're not able to make it to Chicago, I'm talking to all of our brothers and sisters that may be listening wherever you are, make sure you tune in to NOI.org to hear the message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And to the believers that will be traveling, we're hoping to see your face in the place on Thursday evening as we start and kick off Savior's Day, our convention, with the Elevated Places live with the studio audience, as we will be giving honor and tribute to our beautiful sister, student minister, and Dr. Ava Muhammad. So it's been a great, great show. Thank you, Brother Imam. Thank you, Student Minister Hawk. And once again, it's just a humbling honor to come and serve in this space for this time and be a great help, because I'll close with these words from our sister minister, and I believe this will be adequate as we reflect on her great view and insight into the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. She always wanted us, brothers and sisters, to be better helpers to him. So she gave us a view of how we should see ourselves in relationship to him, so that if it ain't right, we can get it proper. She says these words: we depend on Minister Farrakhan to lead us, guide us, teach us, think for us, and single-handedly protect us from the enemies of our liberation. Is it rational to expect that our blessings to flow from him, or are we guilty of being unjust? Many of us will not even make an effort to develop spiritually, intellectually, and materially, though he has given us the resources we need directly from Allah God himself. That's our beautiful sister. So come on, brothers and sisters, let us get up and make a great pace towards Savior's Day 2023 and Ramadan 2023/1444. Thank you for listening. Come on back next week for the Elevated Places. Assalamu alaikum.